Definitely disappointed. You know, that is the as we're coming off the pitch, that's the thing that I said to the lads. You know, as you walk off, you hold your head high, because we performed really well in the day. You know, against a really good Emmyvale team too. But our performance was good. And you know, it's small margins at the end of the game. I thought we were about to go in the attack, and you know, there's a free kick given the other way, and that's what's decided the game.
Really small margins, because throughout today's game it was one of those that was point for point. You know, it was really, no team could really get ahead at any particular stage, you know, but you started the brighter in the first opening half. You got a couple of scores and really asked a lot of questions of that Emmyvale side.
Yeah, that was the start of the game, but the whole game was probably a bit like that. It was, you know, a bit of back and forth, and it was, you know, it was two good teams, I think. You know, they were kind of going at each other, and again, unfortunately for us, we're disappointed, because, you know, you come here with the intention of, if the focus is on winning, that's what you always want to do, and so that's the disappointment.
It was a 1-point game at half time, and suppose you've indicated that it was just tit for tat, but in the second half, suppose Emmyvale went down a player, and suppose that one passage of play that you couldn't really you couldn't really get as much as you'd like out of that 10 minutes when they were down a player.
Yeah, they probably, and again, they're a good side, so they probably managed to keep the ball for a few minutes, and that's, you know, when we were trying to put a bit of pressure on them, maybe struggled a wee bit to do that. Yeah, of course you'd like to maybe make more of those moments, but there's no guarantee, a man down, there's no guarantee that you're just going to suddenly get on a few scores.
Looking at that, suppose, and making those particular opportunities, you had to work hard for them, and a lot of players had to step up, a number of players stepped up. I suppose the engines would be really, really tested out there today, and suppose you had to change it up, you had to bring on new players. There's a lot of substitutions today, so...
Yeah, but like we have a strong panel there, so there was no issue bringing lads on. You know, the boys on the bench have been training really well as well. You know, always they're looking to start too, so you have to use a strong panel like that when you have it too.
I suppose Karen Donna this year was to get out of Donegal, and that was the main focus, but coming here today, I suppose it was Ulster, it was new, it was Clonus. What was the thoughts going out onto the pitch today?
The thought is just to win. Like, you know, okay, we're delighted to win the county championship, but you don't look back at that. You go to a game like this, you think about nothing but winning. And that's, you know, that's the only way for me to approach these games.
And looking at that, I suppose a number of decisions today, look, you were a little bit disappointed with.
And maybe that's for another time as well. Yeah, there was a few towards the end, maybe I felt could have gone the other, you know, I felt the game actually was a fairly, there was a few tackles that were let go, and then maybe towards the end there was a few frees that, you know, I just didn't see a free, but you know, that's football.